Why don't you tell me now?
Tell me now.
Yeah, baby. Why don't you tell me now? Yeah, yeah. Why don't you tell me?
What are you doing?
Why don't you tell me?
What are you doing?
Why don't you tell? Why don't you tell? Why don't you tell me? Yeah, yeah. Baby, I just wanna know.
Tell him.
What you doing in the bathroom?
What you doing?
I hear you playing music. Music's playing, water's running. I wanna ask you,
bitch, what are you doing?
What are you doing now?
You stupid bitch, what are you doing?
What are you doing now? Yeah, yeah. What are you doing in the bathroom? What are you doing in the bathroom? Yeah. What are you doing now? What are you doing now? Yeah, yeah. What are you
doing
in the bathroom?
What are you doing in that
what
bathroom?
What are you doing?
Tell me what the fuck you fucking doing in the bathroom?
Why don't you tell me now? Yeah, yeah.
Never know what you're doing in there. But I can hear things clanking around. It's kind of annoying. You're taking forever. Won't you get out the bathroom, you bitch?
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Why don't you tell me now?
Tell me now and hurry up. Cause we got places to go. We got places to go. Bitch, you're taking too long, yo.
Why don't you tell me now?
Tell me now, baby girl.
Why don't you tell me now?
What the fuck are you doing in there?
Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me now? Yeah, yeah. Why don't you tell me now?
What the hell are you doing in there?
Why don't you tell me now?
Why the fuck's it taking so long?
Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me now? Yeah.
Why
don't you tell me?
Damn long.
What could be going on in there?
I don't get it. What the hell?
Why you always gotta run to the bathroom after we have sex?
It's been 2 hours.
Are you peeing in there?
Did you finally take a shit?
Props.
Yo, it always bothered me. I don't want to say it always bothered me, but it was always kind of weird how right after sex, girls just run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's to pee, and they don't want to get a UT, mm-hmm. I, but it's like...
the way you pause,
I
where you pause sound like Connor on Love of the Spectrum.
Oh, two. Dude, yeah, dude. Oh my god,
the way you peed is great and very awesome.
I
love that
I love that show.
He's my favorite,
and I really hope those kids are getting paid like well to be on that show.
Yeah, they look like they're kind of. They look like they're having the times of their fucking lives.
Yeah,
to be
dude.
They also seem like, I don't know, like not on the spectrum on Instagram. They seem a lot more. I mean, not that who they are
right,
on the
right.
show, but obviously the show edits it to look a lot more autistic. To
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, yeah. They probably.
They make it look a lot more awkward
probably,
on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. No, they probably, in the editing room, they pump up the tiz.
They definitely pump up the tiz.
You know what I'm saying?
But they're all...
Pump the tiz. Because the tiz is bumping.
My thing is like, you can watch that show, and I don't mind if you're like, I don't really like this person as much. That's fine. But, like, how can you... They're all fucking awesome. And yeah. There's, like, something you can take from their book, which is, like, the complete honesty that just comes out of an I don't know. It's not probably not all autistic people, but like the ones that are very honest could be like straight up comedians.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You want to know something? I had a long thought about autism the other day. I was thinking there's probably a lot of professional athletes too that are autistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and there's a lot like, of high. I mean,
it's like what actually built into them being so successful at. That sport is probably like their autism too.
Yeah, there's definitely or musicians in the world like that you find out are, you know, I think it's fun. I think it's interesting that like Kanye has been like going off lately and saying that he's autistic.
Yeah.
And, like, he's been saying it's not bipolar, it's autism. But, like, I don't know if he's diagnosing himself.
Yeah, I know. I just never met any other autistic people that are like, Jews.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's different. You know? It's different. He's like...
Hold up. Before we keep going into it, for the people watching, I feel like you're like the king,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like your little jester boy.
Yeah.
The way that the height of these chairs. We'll figure it out.
I feel like I won on the podium. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You look like you beat me in a race. Yeah, look at that.
Come here, little guy.
Yeah, look at that. You could just fucking sun me. I feel like a gay knight.
Yeah. You know? I'm your gay king.
And you're my gang.
I'm your awesome gay king.
You're my an awesome. Yeah. You're my autistic awesome.
But here's the gay king. Here's the thing. We definitely don't have autism, but have you watched that show and been like, "Yo, I think I have autism."
Dude,
cuz they say stuff that I feel like I say. Like
all the time.
And I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'm like socially, I just say, so, like, I hear them say shit, I'm like, yeah, that's like something I would have said. What the hell?
You think you could be spectatiz?
I don't know. I've never take. I don't like that online shit that everyone takes, because then they just diagnose themselves. And it's like, bitch, you got to go to a doctor.
Yeah. Is there like a real, like, autism test on the internet?
There's a million, but none of them, like, they're not official. Like,
is it something that, like, pops up while you're shopping for sneakers?
Or I don't know.
Is it,
like, I have a friend who was like, yo, I'm autistic. And I was like, whoa, did you, like, go to the doctor? And they were like, kinda. And I was like, what do you mean? And they took a test online. I was like, bitch, that doesn't mean you're autistic.
Yeah, no.
It might say that the way I look at the test, it means, like, oh, I should probably go to the doctor and see if I have autism.
Yeah, well,
whoever does it.
If we're going off online tests alone, I'm a genius because I've taken like 50 IQ tests and they've always come back really, really smart. So, you know, I wouldn't trust any test you take online. I would trust an autism online as much as I would trust like a BuzzFeed quiz about which fucking mean girl I am.
I mean, to me, it's the same way as looking on Google and saying, oh, I have all these symptoms, I'm diabetic.
Yeah.
You're not diabetic at all. And then you go and you find out, like, your blood sugar, everything's fine.
Yeah. I wish that was my story.
Yeah.
But it's not, because I have it.
Yeah, but at least you can say it rightfully with a license, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How old do you think you're going to be when you die?
You can go outside and yell in the rain that you're diabetic. And
that is true.
Be like, nice.
How old do you think you're going to be when you die?
85.
You think you'll make it to your 80s?
Mm-hmm.
I hope I make it to my 80s. I think 80s is such a sweet spot to die in.
Now, when I was drinking all the time, I would have been like 53.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to die, I think. Not even because I was killing myself. I was just like, oh, I just want to die. Yeah. I'd wake up every morning on the couch like, oh, God, I want to fucking die so bad.
Like, I would say that was an outlandish statement, but it just made so much sense.
I know, because you were there at one point in your life as well.
Yeah.
Man. You just wanted to die so hard.
And it's like, I drink I have been at a point in my life where I wanted to die hard. Starring Bruce Willis. Shout out Bruce Willis, man.
I know.
He's got, like, that thing. I think Wendy Williams has it now.
Yeah, they have. Hers looks way worse, though. Hers is, like, really bitchy and annoying and mean.
I never really understood that, too. It's like, I think, obviously, the worst thing about having mensch is having mensch. But, I've always noticed, like, people that start to, like, lose their noodle a little bit, they just become mean. You know?
Yeah.
Why can't people, like, get dementia and become, like, really pleasant to be around?
Well, she was already mean, apparently, before this.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
From people that worked with her, said that she fucking absolutely sucks. Now, I don't wish dementia or Alzheimer's or any of that shit on anybody, because that's a fucked way to go out. But, like, I mean, it's the same thing with, like, Ellen. Like, Ellen fucking sucked behind the scenes. Like, if she got it, I would still be like, she sucked too.
See,
But it's like, once people get something, everyone's like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel bad
for them.
I mean, like, I guess it's like, well, you know what? Now they're kind of paying. She's certainly paying for all the, if you want to go by karma and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't wish it on anybody, but if she was mean already, chances are I feel like you're probably going to be 10 times meaner with mensch.
Would you rather have mensch or cants?
Probably cants. Cause both of them kill you, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't
depending
they?
On which one
doesn't
you have.
Dementia
kills you. Yeah, I never really.
I don't want to forget. I'd rather. Know how, why would I want to forget everybody? You know what I mean? Why would I want to risk forgetting everybody and stuff? You know.
Yeah, I'd rather be afraid of cants than afraid of like people I've known my whole life who I think are like robbing my house now.
Yeah, but isn't that crazy? Like you'd rather all because how many things do you think you have in your life that you wish you could forget though? Probably a good amount, right?
This podcast would be 11 hours long.
Yeah. So it's crazy how you would still want to keep your memory for the good things, even though you have like hours and hours of shit that you really would want to forget. Isn't that crazy to think about?
Yeah.
Because that shows you like life's not that bad. Like I'd rather probably have cancer and like not, you know what I mean? Like cancer sucks, but at least I'll fucking be like, all right, yeah, peace.
Yeah, at least I'll be able to be like, hey, Michael, it was great knowing you. I'm dying.
Yeah, instead of being like, hey, fucking Janine, I love you. And I'm like, who's Janine?
Yeah.
It's like her cousin.
You want to know what's crazy? You want to know what's crazy? When, when like, I remember when grandma was going and, like, she would always call me by the wrong name. But for some reason, I just never, like, corrected her. Because, like, what do you do in that situation? Like, every time I come in there, she'd be like, Jared. I'm like, yeah. But I'm not getting the credit for visiting her. Now I'm pissed off.
But deep down, you're like, oh, God, this is so fucking sad.
It's so sad. But in my mind, I would get mad a little bit because I was like, this guy's getting all the credit for these visits.
And
this guy doesn't even live here.
Yeah, and he's not even, and then it's, we're all Jared, though.
Everyone's Jared.
Yeah, everyone's just the last kid that she remembers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe the one that's most pleasant. Because the brain is weird, too. No, who knows what, like, a mensch brain thinks of? Like, what's comfortable? What's the best memories? What's the happiest? What's the, you know? Because grandma would be talking about stuff like, you got to tell Father John, like, to move, like, his real estate stuff. And I was like, who the fuck's Father John?
Yeah, I know.
And then, like, Andy, that would be, like, some guy from, like, 1986. And I was like, oh, shit. That's crazy.
I remember her big thing was that she thought she knew Mad Dog from Mike and the Mad Dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she would always be like, yeah, I know that guy.
So she probably heard it so much.
Yeah, she probably just thought that, like, Mike and the Mad Dog were, like, there.
But she didn't have, like... I don't know the diagnosis. Was she ever like given, like, she didn't have like full, did she have like full on blown like dementia, or did she just have like partial or something?
I think she had old people mensch, which is just like at some point your brain is just so old.
Yeah, your brain's just like, bro, I'm so tired.
Yeah, just tired. I think she had tired brain.
Your brain's just like, that's like one of your cousins or some shit.
Yeah, dude. Imagine how many people you're going to meet by the time you're like 80-something years old and trying to remember them.
Yeah. I was seeing someone say something about Wendy Williams because she was like, she was on Twitter shitting on her husband that had no money. And they're like, damn, imagine like your last memory of someone is like, how they fucking are their bum ass bitch.
Yeah, right.
And like that's the last thing on her mind. Like she's still shitting on this guy like years later with dementia.
Oh my God. Speaking of like, you were talking about dating shows.
Yeah.
Would you ever go on Love is Blind? Do you know Love is Blind?
No, I don't really watch it.
All right. So Love is Blind is basically they have these people living in these pods and they fall in love through a wall.
What?
So they never see each other until they agree, like, they get engaged in there.
So they have to, like, wait, are they, like, underwater or some shit?
No, it kind of looks like they're underwater. It kind of looks like they're in their submarine, but they're in two separate rooms, pods,
yeah.
And then there's a dividing wall.
Yeah.
And you go in and you talk to people and you start to get like a connection with them.
Right.
And then towards the end, you have like a person that like you choose to be like your kind of person.
Right.
And then you ask them to get married and they say yes or no. And then after they say yes, the wall comes down and you finally get to see each other.
The fuck? That sounds like prison love.
I know.
Like solitary confinement love.
Yeah, it's a little weird. And
it's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, no, it's a cool idea.
That's a brilliant concept for a show.
Would you go on it?
Yeah, probably. I feel like...
Do you think you could fall in love with someone without seeing them?
I mean, I feel like the internet's almost... The early internet's kind of almost like that, because you had to trust somebody. You were getting catfished and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And they weren't anywhere near you. There is no wall. I mean, you have, like, phones... I guess. But even then, remember when you just like fell in love with some random fuck on the internet?
And,
like,
oh, dude.
And it was probably some fucking 40-year-old dude who like
oh, dude,
wrote you know, for Nickelodeon.
Do you know how many fucking fat 40-year-old men I've probably fallen in love with?
On the fucking internet. They're just fucking like...
There's some dude out there probably walking around that was my girlfriend at one time.
Yeah.
And he's probably like 60 now.
I know.
And we dated.
Yeah, there's definitely...
I definitely have dated fat 40-year-old digital men.
It's so weird to think about that. Like all the people that you've fucking have crossed paths with on the internet that you probably talked to for a second that you were flirting with. Because there were definitely names that I flirted with that I never got like their pictures or it went that far. It was like,
no.
It was like 3 weeks and then I just stopped talking to them.
Yeah.
And it was like, weird.
It was weird and it was definitely dudes.
100% like 40-year-old guys.
Definitely 40-year-old fat dudes. Which I'm almost.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'm 35. You just turned 37.
Yeah, and we have computers.
Yeah, and we're dudes. And we have dicks.
We do have old guy dicks.
It's so much harder to catfish now, though.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way.
There's no, like, you know, I don't
there think, is. People still, but now there's like vigilante YouTube channels where they're just like, yeah, Travis, you think you're going to meet a little girl here, you fucking pussy bitch?
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, those are my favorite videos on Earth.
I know.
Because... First of all, there is a certain demographic that you do see on these. Yeah. It's usually overweight men that have some like kind of like physical disability.
Yeah.
You know, and like they like work at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just not a good look for like the Walmarts of the world and the Krogers of the world.
Why are people still doing it? Don't you know like if
it's a sickness.
Dude, there's media everywhere. Have you not seen other guys like you getting bodied? Like, go to church or some shit, or, like, work out a bunch.
Yeah.
Or, like, do something and smoke weed. Like, do something to take your mind off of it or like, try to... Because the thing is at this point, I really do wonder, like, because it's the one... If it's going to turn into, like, a mental health thing...
Yeah.
It's the one mental health thing where I think, like, they should be absolutely castrated.
Yeah, you know yeah, like, yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Like, how do you justify that? Even if you're, like, a... Like, it's a lawyer or something or anything. Like, you're, like, helping some dude who's... Because the law says, like, everyone's allowed to, you know what I mean? But it's so fucked to me. Like, that's the one thing I think people should just be absolutely murdered, like, on live television for.
Yeah, I would watch that. As much as I watch them getting caught, I would love to watch them get killed, too. But the other thing that's kind of weird about it is with that, I guess, condition, whatever people want to call it, illness, sickness.
Yeah, like, I'm sick.
I'm just sick.
Like, don't blame it on that.
I'm so sick. I'm like, no, you're just a freak. You're a freak. And then people will be like, yeah, but something probably happened to them as a kid. It's like, things happened to me as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, like...
You don't see me on fucking Predator Poachers.
I also just think we live in a time where we're, like, diagnosing everything. And, like, some things just, like, don't deserve a diagnosis or a doctor. Like,
yeah.
Like, pedophilia is just, like, the one condition where it should be just like, I don't know, man. Maybe some people don't know what they're doing, but most of those guys all know what they're doing.
Yeah.
If you get on the internet and make a name like fucking Cool Papa Jones 3-4 or like whatever it is, or like fucking whatever that one guy was.
Cool Dad 19.
And you're going online and you're setting up and you have a fucking driver's license and these guys like, it's always some weird, strange, fucking, like, I don't know, some weak person.
Yeah, it's never, somebody.
Stink.
I think it's just people who are, like, more put together or either better at hiding it or they just don't do it.
Yeah, or some weird other condition that they have and then loneliness or something mixed together and they're just fucking, and they're just weird. Because, like, they act a certain way. Every single last one of them acts the same way. Like, they either run away or they'll be like, please, man, like, I know. And they're acting nice, but then you read their fucking comments, and it's like, yeah, you want to shove a fucking lamp up your ass? And you're like, what the fuck, dude? You're talking to a minor like that? That's insane, bro.
I mean, even talking to
an adult. Yeah, I don't even talk to, like, girls that I talk to like that. I'm like, hey, you want to kiss? These guys are like, yeah, you want to fucking shove your foot in a meat grinder while I watch? And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, those guys... It's also like that condition that even if you have that in your mind, you can like never, like, I always wonder if somebody that actually suffered from that
ever went and got help before they got caught.
Yeah, I think that too sometimes. I'm like, is there ever a guy that was just like, I think there is. There 100% is. There's definitely.
Has there ever been a guy that was like, I like kids? He's like, there's, I need to go to a doctor.
Definitely a dude who gave that shit. Like, he was like, I got to go get help before this gets fucking really bad or I get caught in a fucking Walmart. Because that's it's always in like Walmarts and Targets.
That's all it is.
And like local like gas stations and stuff.
You know what I'm into now too? Like viewing all the time is like there's like a surge and a boom of like autistic finance bros on Instagram.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. There's like this one dude that literally looks like he's definitely specky. He's definitely on the specky. And he's always like, hey guys, like just crush some charts. Just want you to know, get out there, get after it. And then there's this other guy named Tony P that like does these weird like outfit videos. 100% on the specky. Like, you know, there's a big surge in like autistic business bros on Instagram. It's kind of like its own sub Johnny.
Well, depending on what type of autism it is or how intense it is, I mean, who knows how good they are at what they do too. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's a lot of guys. I think he's crushing. He says that he crushes
numbers. Who are you know they're. You know that they have, or they're open, that like they talk about having it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because some people have it, they probably don't even, you don't even really know. I mean, I think I dated someone who was like, or I don't know if they, I guess they were diagnosed. Who knows if it was another test situation. I don't know if this was another.
Yeah. As long as they weren't 13.
Yeah, but it's just like, you got to Google yourself and tell yourself that you have it. I don't know. I don't buy that stuff. I think you gotta go to wherever you have to go to get evaluated for that or tested or.
Well, I also have problems with people that will be like, "Yo, I'm so OCD and like never went to a doctor."
Yeah, but they don't have. Yeah, but they don't know. Yeah,
it's like I've interviewed people who have like obsessive compulsive disorder, and it's a fucking nightmare.
If you have health insurance and you go, I think I might like. If you're one of those people, just go and see.
Yeah.
Because if you are, I mean, if it's, unless you're just joking, you know, but like.
Yeah, but getting a diagnosis hurts. I remember when I got the bipolar diagnosis, I was like, I'm never telling anybody this ever.
I got it as a young kid and I just didn't, I mean, it definitely, I don't know. I can't say like, I didn't really give a fuck. I just didn't want to talk about it all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
Because once you have something, like everyone wants to talk about it for you if they don't have it. Like if, like, as soon as I went bald, everyone just wants to talk about my baldness more than I do. Mm-hmm. And now, granted, it could be because, oh, well, you're probably sad because you're bald. And it's like, no, but I'm not. As soon as I went bald, I was like, I've never really had, when I did long hair, I looked fucking disgusting anyway. I didn't like my long hair.
You said when I did long hair?
No, when I did long hair, I actually had long-ass hair, I fucking looked greasy and just nasty.
Would you ever wear?
I didn't like my hair.
Would you ever wear wigs in pubs?
In public? No. That's stupid. Because I don't care about them.
No,
if people wear wigs, they wear wigs. But why would I wear wigs if I don't like wigs? I just wear them on stream because it's hilarious.
I know, but would you ever have you ever thought about like, yeah, I'm just going to wear this wig outside today?
No. No, that's weird.
The only thing I've ever fantasized about your head or had any kind of obsession with is like your little cyst on the top of your head because I want to see it get popped out of there. So
yeah, I know everyone wants to, not everyone, but I want to fucking pop it too. I got to do that eventually. Bro,
if you called me, like
you need insurance for it though. Jared was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. We'll do it on our own." And I was like, "Why the fuck would I do that with you,
bro?" If you called me in the middle of the night and you were like, "Get an X-Acto knife and let's pop this out of my head," I'd be here in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'd also die from an infection.
Well, I wonder what that's called. Like people that are obsessed with popping things.
I don't know. It's probably like fucking, I don't know. That thing's weird too. Like the pimple popping shit is so fucking strange.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. But I kind of get though.
No, I'd rather like do it. Release. Doing it is different than watching it. If you watch it like on a weekday, you're just at home like eating food, you're fucking weird.
My wife loves popping my nose pimples.
Yeah, I dated someone who like loved doing that too. They were like, let me just do that. Let me just get it for you.
But what is
that? You have so many blackheads underneath. It probably just, because doing it is like, probably, it's like a, I don't know, you're like her little fucking human stress ball. You're just popping out all that nastiness.
Yeah.
And she's seeing it come out, who knows? I would say look at her face and her eyes when she does it and she's smiling at all.
No, I have. It's weird. Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah. You looked at her in her face?
It's weird. It's almost like a blank stare. Like she's abducted by aliens.
Is it like this? Is it like?
Yeah.
And then and as soon as it's done, she'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah, she'd be like, did you see that? I'm like, no, I didn't see it. You did.
Yeah. I had my ex-girlfriend used to just go, breathe out really fast. This is going to be a good one. And I was just like, what the fuck? And I couldn't see it. I just feel the sharpness and the pain of everything. So it's not fun for you because it hurts.
Yeah. And then they get mad at you. You're like, why are you running? I'm like, because there's a pressurized infection on my nose and you're squeezing it.
Yeah. And we're just like fucking boring, gross, straight men. So we don't like care about our noses and shit.
No, I don't. I don't.
And underneath is just so much like when like if you ever just done that yourself, your nose in the mirror, you're like, Jesus, I got a lot of, because it doesn't look like it. There's some people you could look at their nose and you go, oh my God, bro, fucking scrape your shit.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of fucking like groundhogs.
It's like it, the one, like the people with the white heads where it's, they all are just popping out on their own. And it's like, dude, run it, like grab a towel and mush your nose or something.
Yeah, I'll be honest with the audience. I didn't start exfoliating until I was like 26 years old.
Right. Was it because of that thing on your ass?
Yeah. Once I got the thing on my butt, I was like, I need to be more into like dermatology.
Yeah. Cause you never, cause you never know. It could be like this thing. If it was like cancer or something, I mean, I think I would have known by now because I got it in high school.
Yeah. I think you definitely would have had cancer by now.
And someone was like, does it keep growing? And I'm like, I mean, it got bigger since high school, but it doesn't like keep going and keep going. But, like, yeah, I would have been dead already as fuck.
Have you ever...
And it doesn't hurt or anything like that.
See...
Just like a sack of gelatin.
Honestly, if you called... If you called a doctor and they were like, yo, this is how much it would cost and it was reasonable, I'd pay for it. Like, I would take the Patreon money and cut that out of your head.
Yeah, but you would want to see it. Because if it's just gone, it's not
going to be the same. Yeah, I need to be there. Need to be there and I need to go, oh, yeah.
The doctor might be like, yo, shut the fuck up. Because you might be behind me like, just like, oh, man. Is that what that is?
But I'm saying, if a husband can be present for a baby being born, I could be present for your little fucking goopy.
Yeah, why not? Why not? A baby's way more intense.
Baby's 9 times more intense than a little goopy, sir.
I also, low-key, it's been in there for years. I just want to see what the fuck it is. It's definitely just like a weird yellowy sack of weird, like... What I think is like it's like our
it's a little rock.
I think it's another brother of ours.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I don't want to kill him. You know what I mean? He's like kind of
Rocky.
Yeah, his name's Rocky. He's still Rocky Lopriore.
Yeah, Rocky's just fucking Rocco Lopriore. He's losing your head.
Yeah, he's still growing in there, and he's like he's one of us. I don't know if I want to get rid of him. That is so funny though. Imagine it was like a little force, just like I could do this. And it's just over in high school. I really think it's from like you and me wrestling back in the day. I hit my head. Cause I remember you and me were wrestling once and I smacked my head on the edge of like a fucking table.
Goddamn right.
And I think it was like
tables match.
No. It was a bed. It was a bed or something at Crossroads. Jonathan used to sleep or something. Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that it was when we just moved, like super young, just moved to Hastings. And we were like wrestling for John or something. I don't know. It was weird. We were like still doing that, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what's up,
man? We were still having like grudge matches for people.
You want to watch us wrestle?
Yeah, you want to watch us fuck each other up? And like we both fell into the bed and I remember hitting my head. But I don't know if that could be this, because my head's all fucking scarred up. I'm like a fucking goddamn... like an old fucking Muay Thai boxer who just like fought for like chickens.
Yeah, you look like Sagat.
Yeah, I feel like Sagat, honestly.
That's what it is. You just need like a big chest scar.
Dude, I watched that Street Fighter movie the other night, and it's so fucking bad.
Was it the one when you see Chun-Li's big fat tits?
No, Chun-Li is like skinny in that movie. She's like a journalist.
Okay, there's another one that has a shower scene with Chun-Li. And she's got huge tits. Yeah,
dude. Real actor? It's not like anime?
No, it's no, it's anime.
Oh, so then, yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah, it's anime tits. But I was just like, oh, yeah, like, let me watch a Street Fighter movie. And then it got to the point where Chun-Li was in the shower, and I was like, okay, cool. And then they just went full tits.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa!
What do you think? What do you
Rewind
think,
that and enhance.
What do you think our childhood would have been like if Saturday cartoons were just big, fat tits all the time?
Oh, man, we'd be way worse than we are now.
Yeah, you think we'd be way hornier?
Hell yeah, dude.
You want to know what's kind of crazy, too?
Imagine that was a norm, just big fat tits on a Saturday morning with cereal.
That'd be awesome.
what a time.
That would be cool. Our shows were good. Our shows were good. They definitely lacked tits. But we had crushes on, like, whoever the female characters were.
Yeah, but it was like...
Like fucking Kimberly from the Power Rangers?
Like, yeah. Or you would see, like, Marge Simpson would just look so fucking doofy. But then she'd be in, like, a different bikini or something. They'd make her body, like, insane looking.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck? Marge Simpson's hot?
Marge Simpson's hot. Lois Griffin's hot, like, anytime she takes, like, her clothes off.
Yeah, it's always weird when they do that. But then they have on the regular... It's like that trope for the family cartoon shows. Like, the mom never has, you know,
curves.
Yeah, and then they're wearing something else, and all of a sudden they're, like, baddies.
And then, what was the other one, too? There was another show that had a hot-ass mom in it. No, you want to know who had a fucking fat ass? Fucking Dexter's mom.
Oh, yeah,
she had a fat fucking caker, dude.
She did. Dexter's mom did.
Dexter's mom was hot as shit, actually. She had, like, short red hair, just a fat ass.
Do they know that he has a laboratory in the whole show?
No, I don't think so.
How the fuck do they not know that?
I don't know. But what's, like, his accent?
Who paid for all that shit that he has? Who pays for all of Dexter's shit?
See, these are the questions that you ask when you're older.
Right? Who cooked up all the shit? I mean, he's smart, so maybe he did it.
Well, you could say that about Stewie,
too. How the fuck did he get all that in the mail and through the house, and they didn't see any of that?
You could say that about Stewie.
Why? Oh, yeah, what does Stewie have?
He has a time machine, like ray guns. Like, where does he get his money?
Yeah, what are the bills on all that shit? How the fuck do people know that?
Yeah.
Family Guy makes a little bit more sense because it's just such a random, weird-ass show. Like, and it's just for the joke, and you could tell it's a gag.
Yeah.
Dexter's, like, really a kid living with his fucking family, like, in this sub, is it like sub level or some shit? Or it's just like a secret? It's secret, right?
Do Dexter's parents be knowing?
No, they don't. I don't think they ever know that he has it.
Do Dexter's
either that parents, or they think it's like a room that he just goes into. It's been so long since I watched Dexter's laboratory.
He has a lab.
God, I can't believe you just typed that out with one finger. You're insane.
Yeah, no, he keeps it secret from his clueless parents.
But Dee Dee knows, right?
Did they? Yeah, yeah. God damn, dude. Yeah, bro. Dexter's mom was dummy thick.
Yeah, that's insane.
Got the fucking big ass wagon, dude. For a cartoon, those are crazy cheeks. Yeah, and his dad was just like a regular, like, nerdy white dude. I think Timmy Turner's mom was hot too.
Yeah, they always make the moms hot.
Timmy Turner's mom? No, she wasn't that hot. She wasn't that hot, but she had a nice body. That nice body.
I mean, Marge wasn't that hot in the face either.
No, but
she
like...
She was like a butter face.
It was also like Flanders, too. Like, when he would take his shirt off, he was fucking jacked.
Yeah, he's
and,
ripped.
And Groundskeeper Willie.
Yeah, and Groundskeeper Willie.
He was fucking
ripped. But he's always doing physical, like, work.
Yeah.
So he should be... Wasn't he? He's the janitor.
Groundskeeper,
but like, yeah. Actually, he was doing, like, I feel like... And also, that show's been on for fucking ever, but... All those shows, like, it's just weird, even to me, the Disney ones. But, I mean, after watching, I don't know, have you watched any of the Quiet on the Set stuff? The episodes about the Dan Schrider, the creep from fucking, that wrote and created for Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah, like, all of them, dude. Hold up, you know what?
Have you seen all two? There's two so far.
I haven't seen all two.
Saying all two is so fucking funny.
Have you seen all the episodes?
All two.
Have you seen all of them? There's two.
But yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah, because I want to talk about Amanda Bynes too. But before we get into that, let's get into the end. This episode is brought to you by our friends over at Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Guys, I'm telling you right now, I love Factor so much.
They sent me a box of all their amazing meals. And let me tell you something. There's nothing better than being not stressed about how you're going to cook, what you're going to eat. It's such an amazing feeling to not have that stress.
Chef made.
Chef made, baby.
I had them too. They're very good.
They're amazing. And, you know, listen, 2 minutes. Who doesn't have 2 minutes? Throw something in the microwave, get after it, have a nice meal, and get on with your day. That's what food should be. You know what I mean? Food is fuel. You know what I'm saying? Get in there and enjoy a delicious, delicious Factor meal. And this is what you can do. Also, there's another thing, too. Sign up and save. They've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. You can't beat that. And this is what you got to do to get it. You head to factormeals.com/lops50 and use code lops50 to get 50% off. That's code lops50 at factormeals.com/lops50 to get 50% off. Go check out Factor now. I love Factor. You know what I also love? You know, we touched on it a little bit in the show. I love mental health. And, you know, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp, everybody knows my story with BetterHelp. 2020, I was having a rough go, really needed some help. And I didn't have insurance at the time, and I needed somebody to talk to, and someone referred BetterHelp to me. And BetterHelp was a big, big reason why I was able to, you know, get the help that I needed in that moment. And it's a big reason why I still use BetterHelp today. I know people that I see on the road at all my stand-up shows. They tell me that they've gotten into BetterHelp through this show, and it's helped them a lot too. And I think it can help you a lot as well. So listen, you know, a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule, I almost said ting, mm-hmm. that special ting, how to squeeze that special ting into your life, you know, yeah. Into your schedule to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lops today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lops.
Mental health tings,
you know? But yeah, man. This episode is also brought to you by our friends, new friends, over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America.
Boom.
The most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. All right, so football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash, baby. Prize Picks also offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays alive, baby. That's all you need, man. That's an amazing, amazing thing. And for me, I love that Prize Picks simplifies it for me. They're like, hey, do you think Jalen Brunson's going to score more than 25 points tonight? Yes or no? I'm going to say, yeah, he's going to have more. Do you think Anthony Davis is going to have more than 3 blocks tonight? Yes or no? I'm going to say no because I'm not a Lakers fan. You know what I mean? And for me, it makes it simplified and it makes it easy. And I think a lot of people out there enjoy that kind of aspect that you're not going against all these people with all this insider knowledge and, well, this stuff that they know about it. Is the guy going to get buckets or not? Is he going to hit more than 2 or 3 threes in that game? You know what I mean? That's what I love. That's what I love about Prize Picks. And this is what you guys need to do if you want to get in on Prize Picks and, you know, play Prize Picks with me and Mike. Download the app today and use code LOPS, L-O-P-S, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's right. You will have a first deposit match up to $100. This is what I want you guys to know. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Over at Prize Picks. Everybody knows I love Prize Picks, and Michael loves Prize Picks, and you should love Prize Picks too. Do you have a tagline for Prize Picks?
Yeah. If it ain't a prize pick, then you're picking wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I like.
I would say, I thought you were going to rhyme. Like, you want to know what sticks?
Prize Picks.
Yeah. Yeah? What else?
Nah, I got it. Stop picking your nose. Prize Picks instead. Get up off your ass and pick some prizes with Prize Picks.
Yeah. How about this?
The game.
With Prize Picks.
Prize Picks.
I like that.
Right?
Like EA Sports.
Get in the game, you get to choose.
Yeah, because now you're kind of in the game.
Yes.
With Prize Picks.
And get a little bit of and you know what? Get a reward for it, baby.
Yeah, man. Use your Hoops knowledge. Play Prize Picks with us. Download the Prize Picks app and use code LOPS for a first deposit match up to $100.
Nailed it. We'll work on that one, Prize Pick.
Yeah,
we'll get a slogan for you guys.
But in time, we will have a slogan for you guys. But let's just use theirs. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy at Prize Picks.
We were talking about
Nickelodeon creeps.
Super Nickelodeon creeps.
Have you seen Amanda Bynes has a podcast now?
Yes, I have. Well, no, she was doing it and then she stopped.
Yeah, so I watched it.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for Amanda Bynes. It's become one of those things where, you know, I hope she's just, like, happy now, but, like, I saw her post on Instagram. She's like, hey, guys, I stopped wearing wigs. I was like, cool, that's awesome. But, like, for me, it always comes back to that weird-ass fat dude that looked like Horatio Sands.
Yeah, friggin' Dan Schrider.
Yeah, Dan Schrider, that's his name. The guy looks like fucking Horatio Sands. And I saw some, like, weird video. He'd be in, like, pools with them and shit. And then I saw Drake.
Yeah, doing the weirdest things, bro.
I saw Drake Bell's doing, like, a tell-all interview about, like, how some guy, like, fucking went him when he was a kid. I don't know, to be funny, but to stay monetized.
Yeah, I don't know if it was him, though. I think it was someone else, maybe. But there were other guys that worked in Nickelodeon that were like part of actual pedophilia and stuff. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, which is just, isn't it sad at this point that like, it's like not even just like a stereotype or anything like that. It's like a real thing for like weird white dudes that work at like children shows. And it like, cause back in the 90s and the 80s, they probably saw it as like free fucking game. You know
what I mean? Dude, they probably still do that now.
But the thing is like, it's just so weird to me that, like, it goes back to, why? Like, don't you see all your friends and all these other names being ruined? Like, because you know what? They were all doing it back then when it was, like, they were just, like, fucking all old, weird, powerful, like, weirdos, these top fucking guys. And Dan Schrider happened to just be a guy who was in a show and did well, and then he became known for his writing because he took like charge on one episode that he did for some show that was popular back in the day. I don't know, some old fucking show. And that's how he got his name at, like, you know, in the mix. And then he wrote one of the episodes for this show. And then he went over to Nickelodeon. And like, the thing is when I was watching the show in the beginning, I was waiting for just full on like, oh, he's like fucking slapping butts doing all this. But like they were working up to it, you know, because I was like, what did this guy do? Like, I want to know what the fuck this guy did.
Did they say, like, eventually, like...
Well, they're getting into it. Like, the first episode builds into him working on Nickelodeon, and it really... He started getting really weird during, like, the Amanda Bynes show.
Okay. Well, that kind of makes sense with how her life has turned out.
Right. And there's just a lot of creepy fucking things, like his obsession with feet and, like, the weird videos that he made, like, Ariana Grande, like, squeeze a potato and go, you think potatoes can make juice? And she's like squeezing and going, give me the juice with two hands.
I've never seen that.
Dude, it's exactly how your face reacted. And I'm not even trying, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's lit.
Like, I would look it up.
Dude, they make Mark Summers watch it on the documentary. The Double Dare guy.
Oh, yeah, Double Dare.
And he goes, awesome. And he just looks up and goes, they aired this? And, like, I don't know if they aired it or not. And then they make her lean over the bed, like, laying down and, like, pour water on her face. And, like, just go, like, it's really fucking weird. But it's, and it, that's all him, like, telling her to do these things. And he used to make female workers, like, on AOL Instant Message, he would be in the other office. And, like, I'm trying not to, you know, because it's kind of fucked. But, like, he would make them, like, yell shit out. Like normal stuff at first, so he could hear it across the room, and then he would go, "Now yell out, I'm an idiot," and they would like yell it out, and then he'd go, "Now yell out, I'm a slut," and he would and he would make these.
This is on YouTube?
No, this is on Max, bro. This is serious shit. This is on Max fucking Blizzo.
Oh, I thought this was like some like internet sleuth that was doing all this.
This is a fucking I don't know the. I don't know if the girl that talks in it is the girl that's making the documentary at first.
Yeah,
I haven't. I just. I saw it today, because fucking Twitter's the Wild West again.
Yeah.
And some guy who has like a million followers, and he's pretty well known on that, and he's like a Twitter reporter, he stole the episodes, and he's just like showing them. So there's both of the episodes are on. I'll give you his Twitter page.
Oh, now, they're on X for free?
Yeah. Nice. Now here's the thing. As humans, we're fucking sick. We're ready to watch this shit.
Yeah, dude. It's but the like, same thing as like watching Preds. Like, why do we like watching that?
But here's the thing, though. It's our fucking right as kids. Like, we made these fucking people rich. Yeah. We watched their shit.
Yeah.
Like, we should know the fucking truth now at this point.
Yeah, and we liked the girls and the things, too. But we were six.
Yeah, we were like six, and it was okay. And it was so like we were normal. Probably like, oh, yeah, put water on your face. But, like, we didn't fucking know. The thing is it was like that episode with South Park where they talk about, like, the Jonas Bros. Like, yeah, we're going to give you our hot, nasty foam goo, girls.
Yeah.
It was like that's what he was doing. But he knew he couldn't really make it like that, so he would do innuendos and shit. Like, he made this kid that was on All That, one of the kids that came in, like, season four or something, The young African American kid, I forgot his name. It wasn't Kel Mitchell. It wasn't. I forgot his name. Anyways, he made him be Noseboy, right? So at first I'm like, damn, is he trying to say like nose? Like, yeah, is he trying to be racist noses, or some shit? But it was that's what I thought it was, where it was going. But it was they made him wear this costume where the noses were on his shoulder and they look like dicks, like big ass dicks with ball. Dude, they don't even look like noses. They look like huge cocks. And he would sneeze. His name was Noseboy. And he would sneeze. You remember how the 90s was just gross and puke and shit? He sneezes on this on the woman in the scene. And it's blatantly like they're trying to like... I'm in my opinion, and they even say it in the show, At first I was like, is this a stretch? But then you hear more about this guy afterwards, and you're like, nah, he was doing innuendos. It's supposed to be like he's nutting on her. So it's just like... I think it's like he was trying to be funny, but also just a sick fuck, too, at the same time. Like, just a very bored, weird fucking dude. And you see later on, like, I don't want to give away too much of it because people are probably watching, but they give away more things that he would do. Like, they found pornography on his computer and shit. I don't think, like, young people should, but, like, he was, like, a perv, though. Yeah. Like, he made one of the girls. He goes, you know what would be, like, really funny? If you, like, bent over the desk and you went, like, I'm being sodomized. Like, not to a young girl, but to one of the workers that he worked with, a chick. Yeah,
so this guy was a sexual deviant, for sure.
Like, really weird, yeah. And then he was, like, and also just a control freak. Like, when he started getting power, he was this his first show where he had power. So he told one girl, like, eat two tubs of fucking ice cream or whatever the fuck, and I'll give you $300. And she did it, and she, like, threw up and stuff, but she was like, all right, cool. He never gave her the money, and she, like, called him out and made, like, a joke, and he was like, get the fuck in my office right now. He's like, don't ever fucking speak to me like that. He's a sicko. And he owed her $300 for eating fucking mad ice cream and almost throwing up all over set and shit.
What's that called?
Like, a weird guy. Just a weird guy. Where people a little be
like,
weasel.
Yeah, that's like a... It's like Buffalo Billish.
Well, like hazing?
Yeah, like hazing, but like there's like another like fetish about it too.
Well, he just went. He would just shit on them.
Like a complex, like whatever that complex is, the way you want to like degrade people.
Well, that's the thing. They said that they felt like he was just degrading women, and he didn't want people. So a bunch of shit. Because I want you to see it, but like they were all getting split pay. Like it's like if we worked with him, we were getting half. It was like a total, and then we would half it. They weren't getting individual salaries.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then she was like, bro, what the hell? And she went to someone, and he found out, and they fired her, and then she sued him and stuff. He was fucked up. He was saying, like, women fucking suck. Like, they can't do, like, just talking shit. But the creepiest thing I saw though, from this. I'm going to fucking
That part's not wrong.
This is not from the show, but a long time ago, Amanda Bynes, apparently, one of her, like, alternate accounts that she had, she put up this, like, cryptic fucking ass message that says something about, like, I don't know how men sleep at night. And in it, she only capitalizes certain letters. And if you and afterwards she goes, well, I thought that was pretty clever. Unfortunately, I can't say like who and what did this to me or who the guy is, blah, blah, blah. And then she deleted it. It's rumored that it was her account, but apparently it was one of her accounts. But if you read the capital letters that she capitalized, it says Dan did it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like fucking kind of like I'm reading it and I'm like, damn, like because Amanda Bynes, like you could tell like a lot of she was a great physical comedian for a younger kid.
Yeah, dude.
I thought she was hilarious as a kid.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And, you know, she's smart. And the most people that usually go through that, they have very active minds. But who knows? I think now they're trying to lead to, like, is she the way she is because he did something to her? Because I don't think anyone's come out that he did anything, like, actually sexual. But his relationship with her was, like, weird.
Is this guy still alive?
Yeah, he's definitely still alive. I think he is.
I saw what's his face. What's that guy?
It's creepy shit, though.
I think he was one of the brothers. He was on Boy Meets World, I think.
Yeah.
I forgot what he was, like, known for. I think he was in, like, one of those Rob Schneider movies, too.
Bro, there was a guy who worked for Nickelodeon that also, he had, like, an autograph of John Wayne Gacy, like, autographed one of his pictures.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, John Wayne Gacy used to sell art.
Oh, did he? Yeah, I didn't know that.
He would sell art. Artist in prison. And he actually maintained his innocence, like, up until... Ah, fuck!
Did you get electrocuted?
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, I went to uncross my legs. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
I was like fucking Dan Schreiders in my house.
Scare the fucking shit out of me.
Fuck, my bad. I didn't mean to. God damn, that fucking hurt. Shit, my ass!
We're trying to get Danny.
Fuck my tits, that hurt. Fuck, fucking bitch. God, my ears. Oh, they're so itchy now. We need to get new headphones.
Yeah.
We need to get new chairs.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
I feel like I'm talking to my gay king. But yeah, dude, there was some kid that was, I think he's like the girl, what's-his-face is Rob Schneider's boyfriend in like when he gets switched.
Yeah, yeah.
He was saying that like some high-up director... like who's like one of the most famous directors in the world, but he didn't say who he was because he doesn't want to get sued. Was like, yo, if you like suck my wiener, I'll give you this job.
Oh yeah, what the hell?
Yeah,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I saw a clip of it on YouTube.
This is like, it's so much of this shit is happening, and then I know a lot of people are like, why won't anyone just say their fucking names? I mean, I would imagine they'll probably be. I think some of them like Corey. Corey Feldman?
Yeah,
Corey Feldman was like one of the first that I remember really talking about it.
Bro, and we made fun of him for decades.
A lot of people still do, like his music and stuff, but this shit mentally fucks kids up because also they lose their careers, they get like traumatized from it. Then like one of the Lawrence brothers just did a fucking episode now too talking about how he was asked to go to a hotel room for a director and the guy was like in his robe. And he was like, I don't want to, like, do, like, I'm not doing any of this. And he left, and then they were like, his agency fired him and shit. Left him or whatever.
It's so weird how, like, I would never let my kid be an actor, you know, just mainly because of, like, I'm paranoid. I think I'm paranoid by nature.
Yeah.
But, like, just thinking, like, some other adult is going to be in charge of my kid, like.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, and like tell them what to do. Like, all right, like
I want to be there for every. I want to be there for everything.
Yes,
or at least hire someone like security to be there for everything or some shit. Because if you got to work or something as a parent, I don't know how often a parent can be there. But like, bro, all these fucking stories, and it's like I think it's really gonna get to the because it, dude, this seems like the year of like telling. Also, by the way.
Yeah, I think people are going to tell all this year.
It, like, all started with Cat Williams
going
absolutely just ape shit on all these other comedians and actors and stuff. And some of his stuff he says, I'm just like, okay, whatever. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Did you see Monique on it? She was like, Shannon.
Yeah, oh, my God.
It's Oprah had all them people on that show talking shit about me.
She's so weird and dramatic.
I know.
I can't stand her.
Yeah,
Monique kind of drives me nuts. It's too dramatic, and she, like... She's like, listen, baby. It's like, it's too much. I can't.
Listen, daddy.
I just can't. Yeah, and it, she's just.
You brought this white bitch in my house, precious.
See, the thing about Cat Williams is, like, it's all genuine, even though he's weird. She's so full of shit. Yeah. And, like, you could just fucking, I, like, she just.
Even her son was like, I have, like, no relationship with my mom.
Yeah, he put out a whole thing, too, talking about her. Yeah, but I just feel like this is the year, like, everyone's just saying mad shit.
Get down here, you fat, ugly bitch.
Yeah, that's
I'll fucking that kill fucking, you, bitch.
That movie was absolutely intense.
She's like, remember that time?
That movie, I don't ever need to see again, along with, like, Requiem for a Dream and like, Joker.
Yeah, it's I've never had to watch Joker again, ever.
Yeah.
But if anyone ever comes up to me and goes, you don't know what one of my favorite movies is? Precious.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, yeah? Let me see your phone.
Yeah.
Like, there's movies that are made to see once and then never seen again. Precious is the, and then she's like,
very realistic, though.
It's very realistic, but then she gets, like, knocked out in the street and, like, would have, like, dreams of, like, doing, like, based on a novel pushed by Sapphire. You know, and then it would be mad weird. She's like, you fuck my man, bitch.
Yeah, it's the fucking weird.
And then, like, she's holding the baby. She's like, look at this mongoloid head he got. Like, yeah. That's not a feel-good movie at all whatsoever. And then at the end, she, like, has AIDS.
Who does? Precious does?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember any of that. I don't remember. I blocked that movie out of my mind. Yeah, it's so fucking rough to watch that shit.
The only other movie that made me feel that way, too, was Manchester by the Sea. But, like, it was another movie that I left that I was like, I hate myself.
Yeah, I would. First off, why? These kind of movies shouldn't be in theaters.
No. Oh, hey, what's up? This guy's a drunk
fuck. These should be stay-at-home movies. Like, because you're, like, the drive home is mad quiet and shit. You're just like, you don't even put the radio on. You just fucking drive home, and you're like, the fuck did I just watch? Like, you don't, like, you go home, like, and that's a good thing, because it brings awareness to whatever the fuck Precious brought. I'm trying to, like,
it's like shitty.
Some people are very evil.
Shitty moms.
Yeah, shitty. Yeah.
Like, fuck you, bitch. You fuck my man, bitch.
But I remember, like, watching that movie at home. I was like, thank God I watched this at home. Like, Joker, too. Like, it's so funny. Everyone leaves and no one's like, no one's clapping or anything. Like, everyone just leaves with their head down. It's like a weird. When you leave after a really fucked movie and you just see the whole crowd, everyone's just like mad quiet and sad.
Yeah, dude.
And like you just go home, no fucking radio on, and you're just like looking at the road mad straight with like not even like probably trying to fight whatever thoughts are going to come into your head because you're just like, what the fuck did I just watch? Requiem for a Dream was like, and I can't believe that movie was in theaters.
I know. And then like it's like ass to ass. Like there's right. No way I should have knew what ass to ass was at that age.
No, and that's, like, the biggest quote from that movie. If you ever you ever see Requiem for a Dream, another person will always go, ass to ass.
Bitch. Fucking make me come upstairs, God. Bitch.
And then she, like, throws a TV set at Precious.
Yeah, it's just some real
thug. We ain't gonna come around here no more. We done with you.
Get out of here, bitch.
You remember way too many lines. That movie is fucked. I saw it once, and I was like, this girl was an amazing actor. Also, wasn't that her first movie?
Yeah.
How come shit like that can't happen to us?
I know, right? Like, why can't I be Kavanjanae Wallace?
Yeah. Or I'll be a little fucking brown kid who gets, like, beat up by his dad and, like, burned and shit.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck, dude?
To make some money.
I'll play, like, an independent wrestler or something.
Yeah.
Darren Aronofsky, call us, dude.
Yeah,
dude. All your movies are sad.
Wait, did he do Precious?
No. He did Requiem for a Dream
and Whale.
Whale.
Yeah.
Depressing. The Wrestler.
Yeah.
Depressing as fuck.
I know it's fucked up, but I still till this day think he nuts at the end.
100%.
And doesn't die.
He nuts so hard. He's probably even holding that nut.
Because if you think about it, he starts Jane in the beginning of the movie, and he doesn't get to nut at all throughout the rest of the movie.
Oh, my God. I've never thought about this.
And I think
this is the greatest theory I've ever heard.
I know. Yeah, this is what I thought. And
the
I was
whale,
like,
he comes.
And then at the end of the movie, I go, oh, shit, he finally came. And his feet, it's like his little thick toesies just go up in the air. And it sucks because it's his daughter at the end, but he's not Jane because of her. He's Jane because it's finally
his. He got release. His life back. It was a release.
His beautiful gay release.
Yeah, his gay release was dying.
By the way, when that movie started, I wasn't even, I like, you know, how some movies you go, oh, like the, oh, whoa, oh, like whatever. I don't, we've seen so many fucked movies. I feel like growing up, like we started, I feel like I saw Requiem for a Dream. What was that? 2007 or something? 2006?
I think way
before. Way that. Earlier, right?
Yeah, Requiem for a Dream was like early 2000s.
Dude, our parents were just next door and not with us.
Yeah, it came out in the year 2000. I was 11. Oh my! I was 11 years old when I saw.
I was 13 when I saw that.
When I saw my first ass to ass,
dude, I was 13 when they were fucking.
Yeah, and his mom was nuts, and she like bit onto a thing.
Yeah, she's like, "I'm gonna be on the show, Johnny," or like whatever his name is.
Jared Leto like loses his arm.
Yeah, he's like, "My fucking arm,
my fucking arm."
Oh yeah, I forgot Marlon Wayans is in that.
Come on, mom.
He kills it. He does. They all did very well in it. Yeah, they all did very well in the movie.
Mom.
Yeah, that movie's sick, fucked
mom,
too. Also,
money, mom.
Doesn't he have
You bitch, mom, you fucking bitch.
Doesn't he have like a dream?
Fucking die, bitch.
About like fucking shooting people? Isn't that like where the fucking trench coat shit started too, or something like that?
No, that Basketball Diaries is about them just like being fucking crackheads. Him and Mark Wahlberg, they like rob a candy store, and then like one of them gets killed.
Yeah, but he has a daydream about shooting people up in a trench coat, and that's how those like
maybe
Columbine dudes.
I haven't seen that in a long time. And then like Mark Wahlberg, like
that's from like early 90s.
Then Mark Wahlberg like throws a guy off the roof. He's like, "Come on, let's go, let's get out of here,
let's get out of here.
Come on, he's fucking dead.
He's fucking dead.
He's fucking dead. Let's go,
let's go.
Come on,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?" And then Lorraine Bracco plays Leonardo DiCaprio's. You want to know it's a funny ass movie in Basketball Diaries? There was a former like, so he's playing basketball, and there's this scene where there's this black actor in it. I can't remember his name. He's well known. He's like he was the warden in Oz, and he was in Ghostbusters.
I forgot
his name. Yeah. But he's like
come on the show.
He like, yeah, come on the show, guy from fucking Ghostbusters.
It's been a while since we said come on the show.
Black guy from the Ghostbusters, come on the show. Yeah. So he in the early parts of the movie, he's like, "You want to run, white boy?" So like they play basketball against each other and shit, and then he like gets him off drugs.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Yo," because like someone, he's like someone.
Ernie Hudson,
let's go, dude.
Sorry,
it's Ernie Hudson. Ernie, come on the show.
Sorry
Ernie.
For interrupting you.
No, it's all good. And then he's like, there's a scene where like he's like taking his belt off while he's trying to like get him clean, and Leonardo DiCaprio's like, "I'm not gonna suck your dick, man." He's like, "I don't want you to suck my dick."
What does he do? He smokes crack or something? What
crack, does he do? Heroin, all that shit, bro. He does coke.
God.
And he's like, he's like talking about like having sex on coke. He's like, "If you ever fucked on coke, it makes you fuck like Superman."
Meanwhile, did any of these movies ever stop us from doing drugs?
No. If anything, no, I'm gonna be honest. No. I'm gonna be honest with you.
No,
no, because I'll be honest with you.
You're so low to the ground.
I know. No, but I'll be honest with you. All those movies kind of made me want to try drugs.
In like a weird, it's not even that they made me want to do it. I just kind of felt like I was like, I don't know, man. I feel like this is not what happens. I felt like it was like Dare when they came in. They were like, "If you fucking look at coke once, you die."
Yeah, I know.
Like, whoa, you die?
Remember that inflated bit?
Yeah.
Deflated bitch on the
couch?
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He just kind of hangs out there.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I remember them coming in and saying that, and at some point in my life, I just forgot about that officer saying you die from one line. I just was like, line him up.
Well, he was lying back then, and then fentanyl came around. And
well, now, but that's like fentanyl
specifically. I'll be honest with
but,
you.
But, I
and
mean,
I'm
going
to say this to the camera.
It is laced and shit.
And I'm going to say this to the camera. Nothing made me want to do drugs more than Dare. Because anytime they were like, "You ever just like want to forget about everything?" And I'm like, yeah, dude.
Actually.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's just like going to hide your feelings and like blast euphoria through your whole body.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there was like one guy that's like, "Yeah, okay, it starts with really good euphoria, but."
Yeah, I was like, are we going to do heroin in class?
Yeah, okay, so you hallucinate and you see all the things you've ever wanted in your life and you can actually feel them, but.
Yeah, but like you're going to be sick after.
You're going to be like sick. But it'll probably leave your system after 24 hours. But
cocaine only has a half-life of 6 hours. But
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there were the people that just came in there where I knew, I was like, I don't think that's true. Because, like, isn't, like, Charlie Sheen... I would be thinking about how are these actors doing all this coke and they're rich and famous?
Yeah, I'm
jealous. Because we knew they were doing it at a young age, too.
Yeah, dude. I listen, I did coke, but, like, nothing crazy. But, like, you know, I did a good amount. You know what I mean? I did it enough where I would do it by myself. It's weird.
We did it enough times that if it was like what the DARE officer said in class, we should have died 86 times.
Yeah. Let's put it that way.
And we didn't die.
Yeah, it was let's just say it was at one point it was becoming almost a daily occurrence.
Yeah, it was like for me it never was.
I did way more than you,
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think about it and it's like,
well, we've done it together.
It's such a blur, and now I'm like, whoa, maybe we shouldn't have did drugs, because I can't remember anything.
I know. Yeah, we're like, yo, remember that time we did drugs? And you're like, no, not really.
Well, cocaine has been proven to do some terrible things to your brain.
Cocaine, 100%. I think,
right?
It 100% rewired the way my brain works. Never had panic attacks before I did it, and after that, I've had panic disorder.
So what Robin Williams literally, he told the Lawrence kid. I don't want to, like, listen. I feel. Do you ever listen to podcasts and everything else on the internet, and you just, like, turn everything off for a second? And you go, so many stories. I don't know what's real or not.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like,
it's
what's real? What's not? But he said that Robin Williams came to him, dude. I thought I popped the cyst on my head.
Oh my god!
Because
don't even
this
say that.
This thing I just came off.
Oh shit!
The button on my hat came off, and I thought my cyst popped for like 3 seconds. Guys, don't do coke.
Yeah, don't do coke.
We take it back. The DARE officer was right.
Yeah, he was right. Him and Smokey the Bear.
He said that Robin Williams told him on set, he's like, my doctor's telling me it's depression and I need meds. He's like, I know cocaine did this to me. He's like, I was not this way until I started doing cocaine. I wasn't this depressed. He's like, I know it changed how.
That's the kid I was talking about. The kid that plays his son in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, Matthew. I think it's Matthew Lawrence.
Matthew Lawrence, yeah. Some guy wanted to suck his wiener.
Oh, yeah. That's who I was. Yes.
Yes. That's dude, Ernie Hudson. Matthew Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence.
You're fucking killing it. And
his brother's the. Thank you. His brother's the guy who's fucking. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his younger brother, the third one, is the younger one who was in like other Disney shit. Anthony Lawrence or some shit like that.
I'm gonna have to look up the Lawrence Trio.
But they have a podcast together.
I'll ask you a question.
Three bros.
Whatever happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas, JTT?
There's a picture that went around like a few years ago of him walking his dog, and he looks completely unrecognizable.
Oh, yeah.
But I think who knows? Maybe his life's better. I don't know.
Well, it's like Haley Joel Osment looks like really different.
Yeah, it's weird to me how they pushed a certain look for kids. Because all kids are just kids. Why do they have to look a certain way?
Be like, he's marketable. Look at his face.
Yeah, imagine selling a kid back then and going, God, little 13-year-old white bitches are going to love this. Yeah, like, that's like, weird.
Oh, dude, look how cute he is.
You know what I mean? They're thinking about what little girls find either cute or honestly sexual. That's the part that weirds me out. And that's why the Nickelodeon thing is fucked, because they were thinking that way. And clearly, obviously, they had some people that were doing fucked up shit, but they were obviously thinking this way. They were like, how do we get these kids all soapy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, weird shit. Like, the gag shit's weird. I mean, slime, whatever it is.
Yeah, sliming people's has always had a weird sexual innuendo to it to me.
I mean, you and me tried fucking the shit out of that stuff when we were kids.
Yeah, dude. And then somebody came to one of my shows and gave me gack.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I kept both bottles. No, I gave you one, remember?
Oh, yeah, I had them with the dicks in them, yeah.
Yeah, 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 with the cocks.
But, God, man, it's just, I didn't think about that until I watched this. I'm like, yo, this guy, the feet, all the signs are there, bro. And we were little kids, like, oh, Stick Stickly.
Yeah, Stick Stickly. And then, speaking of Robin Williams, what was that other thing, too? What, Death of Smoochie, when he makes those cookies, but they're cocks?
Yeah,
the cocks. And Ed Norton's like, they're rocket ships. He's like, no, they're not. They're fucking huge cocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a big fucking cock.
Yeah. And the innocence in that, too, is like, that whole movie's about destroying innocence.
Yeah.
And that's really what, when I'm watching this, I'm like, it's weird when it has a connection to you, because you're like, yo, we grew up watching this, and these poor kids were like mentally slaving like away to.
Oh, yeah, dude, they were slaves.
And
they literally were.
And I don't know if, because you got to, he wouldn't even let Amanda Bynes like do her school shit, but all the other kids had to do like school and, you know, fucking 3 hours to fucking learn. And he would take her into another room and they would like make up ideas together and stuff like that. And then they would fucking, and he like babied her because he wanted her to be the star. Yeah. And it happened and she got there. But then, you know, who knows? I personally, I know people are blaming him mostly for that. I don't know if she has other, she obviously has other underlying issues, like, or not even underlying. She has like mental issues, but like, I don't know, who knows if the shit that she went through triggered her though, or fucked her up to the point to get there. But I wonder if she's going to say anything, because I don't know how, it's really fucking sad to say this, but I don't know how there she is right now.
No, she's not
there. She looks very, and it's so fucking whack, because it's like, she's almost she's unrecognizable.
100%. Right. She's all fucked up.
Right. And it's like, it's just, it's rough, it's disturbing watching it, but it's good to know this shit, because it, like, it's weird. I feel guilty almost watching it because, like, well, we were kids, you
it's
know?
It's almost like...
But we don't know.
If we don't learn anything from these things, it's almost like these people suffered for nothing.
Yeah, and it would keep going on.
And it would just keep going on.
Yeah, and like, it is going on.
Even if it changes one person from, like, saving their own kid,
right.
It's worth it. Right. Sadly, like, other people's suffering has to be learned from, because if not, then the suffering was for nothing.
That's true. And I think we all can agree, like, we wish it didn't happen to, like, our icons that we watch. Because I don't know, is Amanda Bynes, like, my age? Or is she younger?
She might be younger.
Or is she yours? She might be around your age.
My dad. I just remember I had a huge crush on Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, she's adorable. I did, too. I mean, we were like, oh, my God, like, this girl's funny as hell. And...
She's your age. She's 37.
She's 37.
Yeah. She's a little older than you.
And her dad sucked. Like, the guy fucking was, like, teaming up. They were, like, molding her and shit, like, to become, like, and they pushed her to be, you know, this hardworking young. And also, it's right there. Being young and working from a young age fucks you up. So that's why it's interesting that you asked about Jonathan Taylor Thomas, because I don't know. Who knows why he stopped doing it? It might have been family. I don't know. But.
JTT. You want to know what's kind of weird? You want to know what's kind of weird for short men like myself? I have to watch how my hair looks and how, like, fat I actually get, because there's a weird
stigma.
There's a stigma where you kind of start to look like a lesbian.
Wait, what do you mean? From other people?
Yeah, like, from other people's judging perspective. You? Yeah. Like, I feel like people have looked at me before on the street and been like, oh, that's a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah. Just, I mean, like
2024, you'd be a bunch of things.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like someone has possibly mistaken me for a lesbian.
Right.
You know, and I've reached, like, that threshold. So, like, I was like, I got to pull it back.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone. I don't think I'd ever.
Bro, it's true. It's true.
At a certain age, you mean?
No, just, like, a certain weight and a certain height. If you were taller, because a woman could be my height.
Yeah.
A woman could be my height.
Yeah.
If I was 6'3 and chunky and had the same look and all that stuff, people would be like, oh, it's just a big burly man.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken for a lesbian if I shave my face.
Oh, you think if you fully shaved it?
Bro, if I fully shaved my face and came into this room and just be like, yo, be honest with me. Do I kind of look like a lesbian?
If you had like a fanny pack, which you
fanny
do,
pack?
Don't you have one?
Yeah, I have a fanny pack. You know what I mean? I'm one Subaru away from being a lesbian. Like, I'm that close. You know what I'm saying? A Subaru Outback away from being a lesbian.
Well, your haircut is like,
see?
Unisex.
See what I'm saying?
It could be a lot of different things.
It could be a lot of things.
Like, everyone rocks mullets now.
Yeah. You know? So, like, I don't know.
Which, mullets have been back for, like, years.
Yeah.
They came back, like, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Or 4 or 5 years ago.
I would say so. I would say maybe even longer. Maybe even longer. But yeah, I did. That's my theory, my lesbian look theory, that I have to make sure that I do the best also that not, I can.
Stigma wasn't the word, but like
typecast?
Yeah, you know, like, I guess they would probably just, I don't know what the, yeah, maybe it is typecast.
I'm starting to fit into
But you said a certain age, right?
You want to know what it is? I have a lesbian aesthetic.
Yeah, I think you and me are at the point, like, if we shave, it's not going to be a good thing.
No, if I shave my face, my wife
thinks
I'm the grossest person on earth.
Right, but you know what? We're all even. women and everybody else or anybody else has makeup, right? People in general have makeup. We have our beards.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We don't get to do all the makeup stuff.
No, because I just look like a fucking Hispanic Franklin the Turtle when I shave my shit.
You do. You look like a D-shell turtle.
I look like a D-shelled turtle. I don't look... It's weird, too, like, because I still have a baby face, kind of, but not anymore. It's old.
Yeah.
So if I shave it...
My face is
like,
old,
it's, like, too. Young, but it's old, and it just looks like someone... Like, I'm dying, you know?
Yeah, you look decrepit. Like,
I look like I'm dying.
Yeah, you look like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I look like I'm dying. I look sick. I just look, like, very... I don't like how I look. Unless if I tan, it might help. But even then, it's like, no. I could see through the...
Dude, speaking of Philadelphia...
The tone darkness.
Remember AIDS, bro?
Yeah, AIDS.
What was that movie? What's that movie we watched when, like, a little kid has AIDS and, like, they don't want to be
blood brothers with them? Well, we don't remember it because it was, like, getting... I mean...
No, we remember AIDS.
No, not really.
We were around for the tail end of AIDS.
No, because you were 89... And then we didn't pay attention enough to it.
Well, we watched that
we watched that one HBO movie. Show, yeah, where that guy's like, yo, blood bros.
And he's like, nah, you have AIDS.
No, and then he says, yeah. And they do it, remember?
What a dumb kid. Yeah. Now he has AIDS.
I don't know. I forgot what it is, but he's like, don't worry, man. I don't care if you have AIDS.
It was like the same series of those movies where like Ben Affleck does steroids.
Yeah. Oh, that was like, Ben Affleck? Fuck you, punches. Is that him?
Yeah, and he's like smashing his face.
Dude, that shit made me scared of steroids.
He's like, mom, fuck, dude, my shoulder.
That shit, yeah, that episode scared the shit out of
me. Yeah, bro. It was like that same series of films.
Now I want to look that up. Yeah, it was HBO like, because it was about real people. And then at the end, they go, hi, I'm Tommy Withdrawals. And I fucking, and then he'd be like,
and I punch my mom in the face.
He's like, everything that you saw was like basically true. And if you want to end up like me, then don't do steroids.
That's what
I lost my mom. I lost my girlfriend.
I lost my testicles.
And I lost my legs.
Yeah.
And you're like, at the end, he's like,
now I have no balls.
And they're just sitting there looking strung out. And they're like, don't be like me. It's like a blue background. Yeah. I forgot that it was true based on, it was true stories.
All based on true stories. Like that little kid with AIDS was based on a real
kid. I remember one dude was like, basically that's like kind of what happened. So don't watch, don't be like me. And don't do steroids at a young age, especially if you don't have... Yeah, that shit freak... That's what would freak me out.
Yeah, that's...
See, that's what would scare me, the real shit. It wasn't, like, scary movies really so much. Like, as I got older later on, I was used to... Like, after Chucky and all that, you kind of grow... Like, after Blair Witch and all that, then
You start to enjoy it.
Yeah, like, they don't really scare me anymore. It was always real shit. Like, those... Even today, if I watch that now, when he's just, like, freaking out, I'd be like, oh, my God.
He, like, punches his girlfriend.
Do steroids do that, though? Does it really, like, make some people, like, actually, like,
I mean, rage? I, as someone who has used steroids in the past, it never made me want to smash my shoulder into a wall.
Yeah. See, I've heard different stories about steroids, too, that it's not always the case that you're just, like, want to beat, like, break things and, like, hurt your girlfriends.
No. But that's, like... She's like, I know you're doing something. He's like, get off me, bitch.
Yeah, like throws her.
Yeah, it's like that scene, like how they did it up and down steroid in South Park where Jimmy beats his girlfriend up.
Yeah.
He's like, shut up, bitch. He like beats her with like a cane.
Damn, yeah. I don't remember that being Ben Affleck. Was that like his first real acting job?
Yeah, bro. That's Ben Affleck. And he like gets into steroids at the gym and plays football and beats up his mom.
Why do I feel like that's a perfect casting?
Because he probably did it.
Yeah, I feel like he fucking was an asshole in real life like that.
He's probably an asshole now.
Whenever you see... Dude, first off, I've never seen anybody who looks like they're purposely just trying to get caught by the paparazzi. He's always getting, like, the funniest pictures taken of
him. I know, and he's like, oh, they're on purpose. He's like, oh, how'd they find me? I'm like, dude, you're standing on the corner in a well-lit street.
Bro, that one fucking picture of him just smoking a cigarette where he just looks so fucking over his life... is like one of the greatest pictures ever taken.
Oh, it's the best. It's one of the best.
It's fucking hilarious.
He's in so much pain.
In so much like mental turmoil. Anguish.
Yeah. I remember like there was a video of him like going to rehab.
Yeah.
And they like caught him. He was like going to like a Burger King or something. Like right before rehab. He's just like, yeah, I'll have this.
Yeah.
And like they're like, Ben, like this pop, he's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
he's like, watch the video of Ben Affleck going to rehab and stopping at a drive thru first. It is fucking hilarious.
He's always getting caught.
He's always getting caught, bro.
Not even getting caught, he's just always getting seen by paparazzi. I mean, a lot of the paparazzi are It's crazy.
The like, video of him and Jennifer Gardner like arguing on a street corner.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Go inside, dude.
No, he's like.
That dude's a mess.
He is notoriously known for just having so many moments getting caught. Like, you could use a lot of his pictures as ways to express moods.
If 100%.
You like, if you like went mute or something.
100%, you know what
I mean?
Dude.
And
there should be their own like Ben Affleck emoji board.
There was just one recently of him and her talking on the street.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
But they're not arguing. They're it was a more recent one. They're like laughing with each other and stuff.
Oh, no, then that, yeah, that's not it.
Like every mood he gets caught in that they find him. Also, I found out recently that some celebrities call paparazzi on purpose and tell them where they are.
Of course.
What? For what?
Publicity.
Yeah, but what does that get you?
Stay up in the blogs, because like, TMZ will post it like, oh, like someone was at Nobu last night. Like, remember this person?
That's so weird to me, though, that there are, like, are there humans that actually give a fuck where a celebrity, I mean, there oh, is. Yeah, there is, but why would they give a fuck about, does it help the, here's where my mind's going. Is it helping the club that they're at?
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. I think sometimes it's like a partnership or a club might call on purpose too.
Yeah, just be like, look who's at the hottest new restaurant.
If
Sir Paul McCartney.
If I was a scumbag Hollywood club owner, I'd be like, yo, they're here. They're leaving soon.
100%.
And then everyone would know that's the club to go to.
You know what's hard too? Like when I see like Chris Brown do nice things. Like I saw a video of him like surprise a fan and like dance with him.
Yeah, or be a good dad.
Or like be a good person. And then I'm like, hey man, I like Chris Brown. And then it's just like, oh yeah. That thing.
Yeah.
Like, if that happened now, bro, he would have never done anything, like, ever again.
Yeah, and then everyone talks about how much he would be talked in, like, being great. And of course he would. He'd be more of a family, like, a household name.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about, that motherfucker be doing interviews, he's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh my God, this guy's yapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something.
He likes Schneef.
He definitely or Adderall or something to do shows.
But he did repost me on his Instagram once, so shout out Chris Breezy.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know how humans are. Even the ones that hate someone, there's usually the people who stay 10 toes down on something, and they'll remember what he does. A lot of people remember it, but they're just like, yeah, but it was like 2007. You know what I mean?
I know.
And then there's
we use the year too much to explain things. It's like, it's 2024.
Right. They're the people who stay 10 toes down forever and be like, you do remember what he did though, right? And then they're like, fuck him. And then there's the people who are like, they wait until they do something again. Because that's what happened with R. Kelly. Everybody knew he was fucking eating out buttholes.
That is true.
There was a fucking video of it. And then everyone just let it go. Remember that part? Well, he did go to jail. Well, he did go to court, but then he won, right? Didn't he settle or something?
Yeah, he won the first one. That's why they made that song.
Oh, he won it?
Kelly, not guilty.
Oh, my God.
Tried to charge me, but I'm not guilty. Jigga, Kelly, not guilty. We made a whole song about it.
So if you sing that song, holy shit.
He wrote and sang that song knowing he was guilty.
So if you sing that song now, you know you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, dude.
Well, not you. You were just giving me an example.
For comedic value. I mean, so every once in a while it comes out.
You should. One of your new shows, just come out singing that song.
Jigga Kelly, not guilty.
Y'all kill me with this shit.
I don't know how to hog tie people. But that being
I don't know how to hog. Well, I mean, here's the thing about that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, finish.
Is that like, so you don't know how to hog tie people. That doesn't mean he didn't do all the shit that he did, though.
No,
like the other shit.
I'm sure there were some things that exaggerated. Were kind of exaggerated, but he did the stuff that was important.
Enough to go, yeah. Well, he's in jail for, what did they give him?
He's like 50 years. He's going to die in there.
Bro, that's crazy.
Singing his ass off in there.
Probably. Yeah, I know. No, he is. There was an Instagram, before we go, there was an Instagram where he's going, man, you know not to bother me when I'm singing. My mind, he's like going, he just goes off. He's like, and one of the comments was, you know, someone's in their cell, like, man, this motherfucker's singing again.
Yeah, right. Shut the fuck up, dude.
And then I had a comment that got like, not even to flex, but it got like 12,000 likes because I just said Arcelli.
Arcelli. That's a good one. I like that. I almost get more. I think it's more impressive to have a viral comment than it is to have a viral post.
Oh, yeah. It's always like
a viral comment is like that has to be understood and embraced just off reading.
Because I'm not planning for any of them to do that. Because I've seen comments that were someone just going, damn, he really did that? It's got like 20,000.
I know.
But Instagram is like, if there's anything I'm on it for, it's like all of a sudden you wake up and one year you're getting mad notifications from random ass people. And
you're like, damn, my comment killed it.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you see that, there was this white dude who was singing. I forgot the name. He's an Australian guy, and he was singing this song. He's like, is that rain? He's like going off, and his voice sounds mad old school, like Otis and like Sam Cooke. So I called him fucking, but he was an Australian white dude with long hair. So I was like, damn, Otis Hemsworth is going off right now. And it got like 25,000 likes.
Bro, it's the best.
Because I just called this guy Otis Hemsworth. Because he looked almost exactly like a Hemsworth brother. And he's Australian, so it people were like losing their minds. And but I saw the top comment that crushed mine was like, damn, it looks like Thor found the Soul Stone.
That's a good one, too.
It was really, really good.
Have you seen the video of like... that person with no arms and no legs getting married, like walking down the aisle. It's like a pretty viral video right now.
No.
Bro, the comments are crazy.
Yeah, people are... Dude, the internet just doesn't give a fucking shit.
Bro, one of the comments was, oh man, I guess the wedding costs two arms and two legs.
Oh, that's so... People suck. People are so intense, bro.
Bro, there was even like worse ones too.
Oh, No, there are people... All right, there are people who like coming from... respecting, just loving comedy the way that I do, and just growing up earlier, it's like there are people who are just so like, and I know you agree with this too, because just how you will literally put time into your shows or set, you know, have your own jokes or write your own jokes.
Of course,
there's just tasteless shit that's just like, oh, you're one of those weird try hard bros that you just want to shock people. Like, you don't care if it's actually funny.
Yes.
You just want to be an asshole.
There's a lot of that on there. But when there's enough that, like, there are some that are really mean, but they straddle the line of actually being clever, and those ones I like.
Yeah, no, there's ones that are just, like, blatantly, like, there's no flavor to it or anything. It's not clever at all. It's just like someone just being like, who's a that fucking asshole?
Who's that guy with the weird face that sings? He's like, in no place, in no hope, in no place.
Are you talking about the guy that like freaks out?
He looks like Matt Damon.
I don't know who that. Oh, I've seen that guy. Yeah.
And everyone's just like, yo, like Matt Damon's going hard.
Yeah, and it looks like the other actor. So they bring up the other guy too.
Yeah, Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, Jesse Plemons.
And just be like, yeah, just like, yeah, I like one of the comments was like, I really like this song, but I still don't forgive you for shooting that kid.
Oh, yeah, fucking in Breaking Bad.
In Breaking Bad, yeah.
Someone said that to him?
They were like, yeah, I didn't know
that kid was on he was on an Idol. And then, but someone went on there and was like, I don't know why everyone's nice to this fucking idiot just because of how he looks. And like, that shit.
Bites and so goat.
Yeah, like that shit, I'm like, that's someone who's just super upset. Like, that dude was just being a dick. And then there's just people sometimes.
I don't know what disease he has. It's not like Rocky Dennis.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Does he have something? I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, no, he does. He's got some stuff.
That almost made me choke. But here's the thing. Even when somebody does, even when someone might look like that to you, sometimes they don't. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but there's been plenty of times where, like, you know, shout to the person who got out, who hit you up, but where you were like, I'm not going to say anything, but then they like hit you up about Ice Spice.
Oh yeah, of course.
They got very intense with it with
you. Yeah. I was like, yeah, no, I hear you. I agree.
You're like.
What I said, I was like, you're going a little too far now, but I get it, and I giggled.
It was probably the guy who wants to. By the way, I can't believe that one guy wanted to. So that guy asked me about my farts too, and he offered you way more money.
Oh yeah, no, we closed that deal.
Yeah, but Danny can tell you right now. Danny can tell you. Is that how you got your fucking Asus ROG?
I've closed.
No, not because of the fart.
Yeah. I've closed multiple fart deals since then.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
This man, Asus ROG. It's more like it.
I've closed multiple fart deals, dude.
I mean,
have one pending right now.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, the email was like, you don't have to bend over. You don't have to do anything weird. I just want one loud rip. And I was like, damn, that's fucking fire.
Yeah, bro. There's some freaks out there. And if you want farts, let these guys know.
Like, I got a Danny, we were moving Jared's stuff before he moved, and Danny's like, yo, your ass is crazy.
Yeah.
So no. Danny, I mean, Danny's got a great ass too, but Danny can let you guys know. I don't really show my butt that much.
But no, no, but you can fart. You can fart it up.
Not even just that. I have a great ass. Yeah, so you should model your ass. I'll even tighten. I'll wear something tight if you want.
You should model your ass more for sure.
Right? I think I should get out there a little bit and do that.
Yeah, dude.
Or send like pack or, you know, send.
Make a fart pack.
I'll send like, yeah, like a pack or something like that.
Why don't you just, you just start recording your farts.
We have to do what T-Pain and other people have been doing where they get their Temu packages and they open them up on stream.
Yeah.
We have to do that.
Let's do it.
We should do an episode where we order it because I just thought about the pack stuff because we were saying packages and I was like, I really want to get items with Danny and fucking look them up and like open them up.
Super death.
For everyone, because I think we talked about it before. The thing is that Temu sends their packages, like, I don't know if they get jumped into the crypts before they send it to you, but it looks like an elephant, like, crip walks all over these fucking packages before they send them to you. The Temu packages come beat up, bro, because they come all the way from China.
Yeah, dude, that thing has been, like, thrown around by, like, so many people, like, with lit cigarettes in their mouth.
So many people with just stomping, like, sticking them in, like, because it's just fitting into the nook of a little, like, into the nook and cranny of a fucking truck, Chinese truck.
That's what I'm saying, like, a Chinese man with a cigarette in his mouth. Like,
just punching it?
Yeah, with, like, with those glasses that has, like, one sunglass.
Yeah.
And then, like, one regular one, and he's just fucking stomping your fucking package into a Temu truck.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, maybe that'll happen for you guys soon. Maybe we'll look up Temu items on the next episode.
Yeah, and before we leave, last thing we'll talk about, you think TikTok is going to get banned or not? And do you think that we have to be in fear of the Chinese so much that we need to ban TikTok?
I don't know. I mean, the spy balloon shit was crazy. I feel like we forgot about that already.
See, I always said this.
And they were like, balloons, like, what do you mean? And, like, they got mad about it. It's like, bro, but it's on our turf, dog.
Yeah, dude. That's when I get really American. I'm not really a patriot, but, like, when you start sending balloons here and saying it's an accident, I'm going to get patriotic.
Well, I mean, we got to pick a side. If it comes to a war, you got no fucking choice.
Yeah,
you
know, dude, I'm not siding with the Chinese.
Yeah, I'm not siding with anybody. This is where I live. I don't want anyone to attack our home. That's really what it comes down to. This land is our land. This land is our land.
I don't know why
it has to turn into anything, period. But if you're gonna be floating balloons and shit and data balloons, like, and you're gonna be cryptic about your response, like, just tell us why you were doing it.
I know.
And I think what did they say? Did they say it was just like
they were just saying
it got lost?
They were saying it got lost, but, like, how can a balloon... Dude, you ever let a balloon go, and you're like, I wonder how far that balloon goes?
How about we
let it goes up and blows up and falls down.
How about we let our Navy boys get lost over there? How about that, huh?
Yeah, how about that? China. But, yeah, no, I think the main reason is they don't want the Chinese to have so much power over our children.
Why?
Because the Chinese can gather information from kids on TikTok. So America just doesn't want the biggest thing in America to be Chinese.
Yeah, but the guy who runs it doesn't seem... I mean, like, I'm not saying that he's not capable of doing it, but the guy who owns it was like, bro, I, like, live in America.
I know.
I'm not trying to, like, do that. But I don't know.
Could be a Chinese spy, though.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm not trying to be... I know people are always like, yo, Mike hates everything. I try to see the good in all things. TikTok is coming from a Vine... roots, it's like, okay, I get it. I certainly get it, but nothing's ever going to be like fucking Vine, ever. And TikTok is just like, it's, people have gotten very clean with the quality now.
Right.
But it's not like people were less creative on Vine. Yeah. People were still very creative and had their own fucking fun with it. But TikTok is just, a lot of it is just cringy trash.
Cringy trash, and it's weird, and it's gross, and all the lives are really weird, and it's like, I don't know. It just looks like it's filmed on a potato most of the time, TikToks.
Yeah.
And the other thing about TikTok, the reason I don't like TikTok and the reason I don't look TikTok, look to go and post all my stuff on TikTok is because something about it seems off.
Right.
Like, something about it is strange.
I've always gotten weird vibes from it, too. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, like, the font is weird. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme of social media. Like, I feel like all the followers on there aren't real people.
Another thing also, like, you guys can listen and go, well, this sounds like two, like, bitter Viners and stuff. And it's like, no. If anything, I just feel like it's like not like my time passed. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I don't like, why should it just be on apps now?
I know.
You know, even though I'm on Twitch, but Twitch is like a whole different beast. You have to be entertaining for like fucking 6 hours.
That's right, bitch.
But something, I agree. Something about TikTok, like the air is weird.
Yeah, yeah. The aura, and I don't want people to be like, oh man, they want to say Chinese. That's not what we want to say.
No.
You know, but a part of it is kind of.
I think it is going to be banned.
It is going to be banned. I think it is. That's good for us, because then whatever the next one is, we got to hop on.
Yeah, immediately. We got to slut out for it.
Yeah, we kind of missed the TikTok train. You know, but like the thing is like whatever the next one is, we got to go in.
But even people I know that got on early, they were on the fucking train, got fucking thrown off that bitch because fucking Charlie DiMaggio like came up like,
yeah, fucking Addison Rae did like,
yeah, it's just white chicks fucking, it's literally like the scene, it's like the movie Bring It On. Like they just stole moves that they saw.
Yeah.
The other thing from like people of color. Dancing and then like just took the moves and did it in like the stiffest way and blew up, like ended up on Jimmy Fallon and shit.
Yeah, dude, and like ended up like with Hulu TV shows.
Okay, that's what pisses me off. Why are we know exact, that's what pisses me off, is that we're inviting these kids on these shows and stuff, and it's, and celebrities, it's a whole different type, and celebrities know that.
Yeah,
it's a whole different cornier level, but they have eyes and they make streamers make so much money, bro.
They do.
Top streamers.
Yeah, bro.
Especially the younger kids that are fucking have that crowd watching them. They make so much money. What I hate is the older people that try hanging out with like the 24-year-olds.
Oh, dude. It's like you're 40, bro. Why are you hanging out with Aiden Ross?
Let it go. What are you doing, bro?
Come on, man.
You're like, you got to have some dignity, dog.
Yeah, you got to have something. You got to have something.
Or you're not that creative, and I guess you can't do anything to take care of yourself in any, because at the place that we're at now, there's so many outlets and branches where you can make, like I'm not amazingly like famous, but I still make enough to take care of myself for the last 7 years. You could still find your place. You don't have to fucking say like it's lit and go to like weird parties with teenagers and shit, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Old ass men, and then these security guards too, who are older guys, like they're in that community, then they're beating up kids and shit. It's like, what the fuck is going?
Man.
It's just that whole. That's what I think it is. It's like the TikTok streamer stuff. Like it's just younger kids now. Younger kids have nothing to do. That's their biggest views. Ads make them shit ton of money, and then there are other sponsorships. But I agree with you so much. Something about TikTok, it's like everyone's always like, how come you don't make shit? How come you don't want to do this anymore and do that? I'm like, I'm not into doing that anymore.
No.
But even then, when I look at TikTok, I'm like, bro, I feel weird.
Yeah,
I feel
out of place.
I feel like I shouldn't be on there either. Yeah, that too, yeah.
I feel like I am being watched. Maybe it does have to do with the Chinese for me. I don't know. I have to figure that out.
No, I don't care enough about that, though. Like, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Yeah. I just don't,
until they start sending more balloons over
I'm here. Not, yeah, but, like, that's paranoia and weird shit. I don't want to be a part of that world either, because then you're just, like, fucking looking outside all day. Like that sounds like you should be, like, me and always home and afraid of everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's what that sounds like.
Well, that's the reason I go
outside. Like, I should be thinking that
way. That's the reason I go outside, because I want people to know I'm not scared of balloons.
Yeah.
No matter if it's Chinese, Russian, you know.
I mean, that thing was
German.
I love that they had the name for the balloon. That thing was like a little satellite fucking bulb. That thing was crazy looking.
Yeah, dude. It looked like that thing that kid got lost in, and they were like, my daddy made this up.
Yeah, and then people were like, why are you spending this much money on shit to take it down? I'm like, take that thing down, bro. Who knows? Dude. At the end of the day, what it is, like, that, I'm not even going to lie. It's like when you see it, that's when you're like, oh, shit. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, dude.
But like, think about all the shit that America does, though. Like, hidden. You know what I mean?
A whole bunch of weird shit.
Yeah. Like, we just don't, you know what I mean? Like, we go into places and fucking steal information and do shit all the time, too.
See, if people were smart, they would send a whole bunch of balloons like that filled with, like anthrax, and then like once we shoot it, then it just sprays anthrax and this everywhere.
Fucking guy Putin got another 6 years.
Yeah, well, he probably.
I thought he was gonna die.
Yeah, I thought he had like.
I thought he was dying.
I thought he had dementia or something,
dude. I can't. The amount of times I've heard on like everywhere that they were like, Kim Jong Un's missing. We think he's dead. Fucking Putin is fucking collapsed, and he's like losing his leg and like all this shit. And these guys are still going.
Yeah, then it's like them playing basketball. I'm like, he looks okay.
Does being mad rich keep you like alive that much longer or no?
Yeah, probably. And who knows? That could be a Putin clone number two.
Oh, you think he's cloned?
Could be.
Damn, that's crazy.
Russians do weird shit, man.
Damn, that's crazy if that's the truth.
Yeah, dude. Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, they could just be fucking clones of people.
Well, okay, I got to bring up one more thing.
Like, if one original, like, Kim Jong dies, maybe they just have a bunch of, like, clones.
I got to bring up one more funny thing before we go, though. This is fucking... I want to end it on a brighter, less paranoid, strange note. Did you see the Richard Simmons tweet today?
No, he tweeted?
Yeah, so...
Was it about the Pauly Shore movie?
No, and I don't even know if this is him. I think it's him, yeah. The official, yeah. He goes, I have some news to tell you. I hear it in his voice. He's like, please don't be sad. I am ... dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we are all dying. Every day we live, we are getting closer to our death. Why am I telling you this? And he just goes on. He's like, because I want you all to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. It's actually very sweet. He's like, start with a healthy breakfast. Do you like oatmeal, whole wheat toast, eggs once a week, or like twice a week, fresh fruit, or half an English muffin? Then there's lunch. How about a nice salad? Don't eat your dinner too late. Combine your protein with starch and a few vegetables. And sure, once in a while, have dessert. One healthy day of eating will lead to the next and the next. Every day that you are alive, you will get to move, whether it is standing or sitting, or you got to move your body every day. Start with stretching, then cardio and strength. I have a lot of workout videos on YouTube that you can use. Like, he went off. Then he ends it with, a big hug really goes a long way. If you have time, I want you to listen to a terrific song. It is by Tim McGraw. It is called Live Life. He goes, live like you were dying. Live today and don't forget to pray. Love, Richard. And everyone goes, oh, my God, Richard, like, I can't believe it. Like, you're dying. Like, you're dying. Oh, my God, Richard, I didn't know. Because, like, no one's seen him, and he hides.
Yeah,
or
he's a recluse. He hasn't been seen in public in, right, like, 20 years.
Then he goes, because he was like, I got to let you guys know. Don't be sad. Like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
And you heard how he wrote that, right?
Yeah.
And here's what he wrote later. He goes, sorry to many of you who have gotten upset about my message today. Even the press has gotten in touch with me. I'm not dying. He goes, it was a message about saying how we should embrace every day that we have. Sorry for this confusion. Love, Richard. Dude, listen, honestly, to the way he wrote this. I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. That shit is hilarious, bro.
You wonder what's so weird is that if he actually did die, I like kind of would be sad, and I don't know why.
The thing is I know what he's saying, but yeah, there's like, no tone.
Yeah, he's like, we're all dying.
Yeah, and he finally said that.
Like, I'm dying, you're dying.
Yeah.
But let's enjoy dying.
And it was really sweet, though, because I was like, oh, man, look at this guy. He's like just letting down. He goes, I can see your faces now, but it's all good, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hearing his voice. And then he goes on, so he goes, nah, I'm not dying, guys.
Well, Richard Simmons is kind of the gay Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Rogers, it's got to be someone that works out too. Yeah. He's more like, I don't know. That was his bit. Wasn't he known for working? That was his thing. He was a health fitness guy. Fitness instructor.
It's like a positive person.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he could be, because he was very like welcoming and stuff.
Yeah.
But
Richard Simmons and Mr. Rogers, they're in the same threshold of sadness.
That is a terrible way of wording. We all need to, right. But I did read it today, and I laughed mad hard when he finally put that post, because I was like, yo, he's right. And I was literally about to like listen to Tim McGraw and all this shit. This guy's not even fucking dying.
Yeah, he pulled the old Simmons on you. A little fast one.
But
shout out Richard Simmons. You should come on the show.
Mike, yeah, come on the show, Richard. I was going to ask you, before we leave, my point of that also was, do you think technically we are dying since we're born? Do you think that fits
the bill? Yeah, dude. We're all
aging deaths.
Yeah, we're all going to be dead.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is, like, I try to tell people all the time, like, don't be afraid of dying. You know, have a realistic fear of dying, I guess. That's like, because, you know, nobody wants to die.
Yeah.
But I think in the back of your mind, you have to have the understanding that you are going to die. And that should go into every decision that you do kind of make. And whether it be like, yo, I'm going to die, I'm going to eat fucking cake. Like, why am I not? I'm just going to be dead anyway. But, like, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, I think you should be motivated by death.
Yeah, my friend was like, but what if there's nothing? And I'm like, well, then you'll be dead and you won't fucking know, so who cares?
Yeah, dude.
Who gives a shit? You'll be fucking dead as fuck.
Bro, I've always said this. I said it. I think when you die, whatever you're looking for, you get
it. Yeah, you'll get it. You if get that's it. Your energy is strong enough, maybe, or yeah. something. I don't know. I agree.
Bro, imagine just like, sweet. Yeah, dude. And imagine just like never having to worry about anything. Like when people die, sometimes I get sad, I get mad, and then sometimes I get jealous.
Yeah, I feel like
damn, this dude never has to pay Verizon again.
I thought about, yeah, it's so true. I thought about this. I was like, oh, I'm dying. I'm just going to go. Fuck, man.
Yeah, bro.
There it is.
Bro, think about how many people have had to accept death prematurely. You know?
Yeah, that sucks. Like, and they knew it.
And they knew it.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know, the only way I wouldn't want to die is like, if I'm like, yo, what up? And then like I get hit by a train and don't know. I just want to be aware that I'm dying.
Yeah, I want like the closest thing. I want like the Tony Soprano death.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be fully aware that I am going to meet Jesus.
Yeah, I want like whatever energy that...
Yeah, I want the endorphin release of the whale.
I want to jizz like at the end of the whale.
100%. That's what you know. They say you release all your bodily fluids when you die. Maybe poop, pee, but maybe you jizz too.
Let's end it like that then.
You know,
let's end the episode like that.
Yeah. On that note, Michael, where can they find the internet, buddy?
Michael_LowPriori everywhere and Low Priori Mike on Twitter.
What's up, guys? I am on the road currently. And to everyone that being like, oh my God, are they like ever going to like be together again? Yeah, shut the fuck up. It's a podcast, not a fucking, you know, it's not like the fucking Beatles breaking up. Relax. People are so annoying. Anyway. Oh my God, like this podcast is dying. You're dying.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
The podcast is dying. We're all dead.
We're all dying.
We're all dead meat. You guys are dead as fuck.
And guess what? When we die, you'll just find somebody else to watch.
Yeah.
So fuck you. Anyway, go to DannyLowPriori.sucks for all merch, for all tickets. Come see me. I'll be in Chicago next week. Going to be a lot of fun. March 28th. Other than that, yeah.
I'm the whale! Make it easy to be on top of the world.